This show is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show is not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. So if you're listening, you're not only doing something you shouldn't be doing, you're wasting your time. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy. And remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice. And it shouldn't be used to try to convince your partner to do something that they don't feel comfortable doing. Sit back and enjoy. Swingercast.
Episode 3.
So we thought in episode 3 we'd talk about threesomes.
That's really how we started out in this. Yeah. I arranged for your birthday a threesome, and that's before we went to any clubs. And it was a lot of fun. It was really
a great birthday surprise.
Wonderful. She had a hot tub and she made margaritas, and totally surprised him.
Allie picks me up and she says, okay.
We're going out with some people with my work.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. And then we go over to this place, and she ditched all of our friends. And then we ended up at this swinging place.
It was her house, really cool, or her townhouse.
Yeah, it was a nice house. She had a big hot tub.
Yeah, yeah. We
underground. It was like an underground.
She was in the hot tub
when
we walked in. I pretended like I was meeting or picking up someone, a friend of mine from work.
Yeah.
And we walked down the steps, and there she was in the hot tub, and she had the margaritas all made, and we just had a great time. We both, of course, went down on you.
Oh my God, it was
every which way, and you can get in a lot of positions.
I don't even know what to say. I can still remember that.
There's a lot of pleasurable positions with a threesome. I mean, just there's a lot of different angles, and
she was crazy good.
I know. And she was like an expert at blowjobs. And I was asking her for some tips on
that
blowjobs.
That was our very first time doing anything, wasn't
it? Yeah. So we kind of like dove in, but it was me. I'm the guilty one. I'm the evil one.
I remember her and I touched her thigh. I didn't even have my hand anywhere near her pussy, and I just touched her thigh. And I remember she just like reported back to you, "He is now touching my thigh." Do you know what he's doing now? Do you know what he's doing now? He's touching my thigh.
She was totally cool. She was totally cool.
Just like sent me to the roof.
So you do like the talking. From the get-go,
I like the talking.
So that was our threesome experience, and that was our first experience. And then we went to a club for the first time, which we've already talked about. So we just started that episode off with a little bit about threesomes for episode 3. But now we're going to get on to some tips, and we're driving to a club, and we're going to just talk about some tips. This is from one of our long drives to a swinger club with the tape recorder on.
Should a guy warn a girl when he's about to come?
That is your question?
That was a question.
Ask it again.
I just did.
Ask it again.
I just did.
Okay.
So should a guy warn a girl? What's the proper etiquette? Before you come, should you?
And you were asking me what I thought, and quite frankly, I am very surprised that you would ask that. That is.
I know the answer. I'm asking
well,
you something
no.
to have a discussion
Well, what
on
do you
show.
Think my answer is?
Yes, absolutely. The guy should.
Because I was wondering why you were asking me, like...
I was asking you for topics for the show, for things that we could talk about.
Okay, I thought that you were unclear about that, because that's a big no-no. You don't come in someone's mouth or come on them in any way without asking them, and it's very rude not to pull out.
Now, what are
or pull out of the mouth or give.
What are some ways that a guy can let you know without totally ruining the moment?
Well, what do you think? I mean, just pull out.
You.
I mean, am I giving advice to the guy?
Yeah.
Basically, just pull back and say I'm about to come. I don't, you know, it's
and take it from there.
Yeah. So. And as she says, come in my mouth or come all over my tits, go right ahead. But you should always, men, always be courteous. And because it's, you know, that's a no-no, I think. That's a big turn-off for me. And when a guy is courteous, that actually turns me on. But, you know, it does. Like the guy last weekend.
Yeah.
He was courteous about it, and then he pulled out of my mouth, and he was about to come, and then but a little got in my hair, and he was even embarrassed that it got in my hair. You know, he was trying to be polite about it. I was like, I don't care, in my hair a little bit, I guess. But are we getting too graphic for this, or are we talking?
I guess we'll find out. We're getting too graphic.
We'll
have listeners, or either people will listen or they won't. So they'll call or they'll email us and say, guys, that's a little too risque, or we want more.
Who knows?
We gave a tip to guys. What's a tip for girls?
A tip for girls? That know, that always know, and I'll
should they warn the guy they're about to come?
But they should always know that they have the upper hand in all swinging clubs. And I'll repeat this over and over again, you know. The girls, the women, set the rules. And they are, you know, the men are just our guests there. They're our guests. You know, that's a good tip to know for women. They're not just going into a gangbang. They're not going to get thrown into a pit of horny guys and thrown around and
unless they want to.
Unless they want to.
Unless you want to, yeah.
Have you ever wanted to?
Have you ever wanted to what?
Be thrown into a pit of horny guys?
Not really. Not really. I guess I kind of like more control. A little bit.
How do you mean control?
Not control.
What do you mean?
Well, that first time when we had the threesome.
Right.
I mean, I arranged it, and I was with a girl that I was comfortable with, and.
But we've been in other threesomes where we didn't know the people, and
well, right.
And
but that was the first. Right. I know that's on
so
down the
that,
line.
So that's not what you mean
no,
by control.
No. That first time, I wanted to.
You just don't
want
to be gangbanged by a bunch of guys. That's not your trip.
That's not my cup of tea. But I did like arranging that threesome for you and me, because actually I got something out of it, a lot more out of it. Too, you know.
It was the first time.
It was the first time I was with a girl,
right?
And she taught me a lot of things. Yeah, that was our first threesome,
right?
And I liked that being the first threesome. Except I did have a threesome in college before we started dating.
With two guys.
Two guys, and that was a full on threesome.
You probably can't start talking about that, because I'll just like take your clothes off and. Have my way with you right now.
I'm not going to talk about that. But that's kind of why I wanted to let you experience, you know, arrange that threesome for you. And I wanted to be with another girl and see what that was like. And I enjoyed it, and I continue to enjoy it. There are other threesome arrangements, the two guys and the girl. And
right.
we've done that as well, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Numerous times.
Yeah. But still soft swap. Just
yeah. Yeah. It's soft swap. So do you like that arrangement? I mean, I like the two girls. I know you like the two girls in the guy threesome, but do you like the two guys?
What guy wouldn't? I mean, come on.
I know. But do you like the two guys and me?
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. I think I like the two girls with me. Not necessarily more attention on me, but less competition, I guess. But mm-hmm. I get a lot of pleasure when and we've done it a few times with myself and another guy on you. And I like that because I like watching your eyes roll backwards. And
do you feel uncomfortable because it's another guy very close to you, or it's not really?
I never have because I guess maybe fortunate or picky, but the guys that we've played with and that we've done that with have been just very respectful of you and me, mm-hmm. and we've never had a problem. I mean, it's I guess maybe a lot of guys maybe can kind of get weirded out with like thinking like, oh, if I'm gonna be with a girl and in a threesome, that it's gonna be like some kind of a bi thing or something. But
we'll say it again. Our threesomes are soft swing threesomes. I mean, I think if you're gonna be in a full swap threesome, then there probably is closer
contact
with the other guy.
But most of the time, like when we're in a threesome with another guy, it's usually we're having sex from behind and you're going down on the guy, or you're giving me head and you're getting oral
from
the other guy. Or on one occasion, I think it was our first time together to have a threesome with another guy. I was having sex with you and I came. You gave the guy head until he came all over your breasts.
Which time are you talking about?
And in Cancun.
Oh, okay.
And then we helped you
both,
out.
You both guys, yeah.
He was rubbing your clitoris, and I used my fingers on you, and I think I know.
You know.
Yeah, yes. I know it drove you crazy because you were extremely wet. And that was a lot of fun because I enjoy watching you have fun. The thing is if you have two guys, and I mean I'm totally into you, and if he's totally, you know, into just pleasing you, and that just makes it hot. A girl will have absolutely no problem if both of the guys are just wanting to sincerely.
Girl's not gonna have a problem. I'm talking about you.
I'm not going to have
the guy. No, I've heard.
No, I'm not going to have any. I'm not going to have any problem with any other guy trying to please you who is playing within your rules and your boundaries. I have got no problem with that. If he is pleasing you and you're having fun doing it, hey, I'm right there with you, honey. I love watching you do that. So, I got no problem with that at all.
What if he has a bigger dick than you?
No. No, there are guys in this world with bigger dicks than mine.
I know. That brings us to another topic. But we'll get to that one later. I like that topic.
But if he has a smaller dick than mine, he even makes it more fun. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't matter. I mean, we've played with guys who are bigger than me and smaller than me.
I shouldn't have gotten
taller than me and fatter than me and skinnier than me and all that, and that doesn't matter at all. Just as long as they're sincere and fun and respectful and making you happy, then that makes me happy. And I think, is that the same, is that how it is kind of when,
yeah, that's when we're, that's how it is all the time. You know, if a girl's making you happy and I'm watching you, and yeah, you know, threesomes, there's a lot of times like where maybe one of the guys is a little tired out or has already come and
that's happened to me, sure.
Yeah, but it's just not ready to not quite ready to go again, but just lies there and watches and
gets aroused again. Say
and then the two girls go down on you, and that's like a threesome combination, but with a fourth person there.
Right, that's more of a foursome.
So threesomes, it's a little hard for us now to talk about them. I mean, we can talk about it early on. But now, you know, the combinations, there's a threesome, sixsome, eightsome. <I don't know. laughs>
Well, that's why there's going to be many great episodes of this show. Wait till we get to episode 69.
No.
The 69-some.
Yeah. But so it's a little hard for me to talk about threesomes, but I'm glad.
Why did you say it's hard for you to talk about threesomes? You didn't sound difficult for you to talk about threesomes.
No. It's not difficult to talk about having a threesome. It's difficult now that we've had threesomes, foursomes, to like differentiate, like, well, oh, was that a threesome or was that a...
Oh, I got you.
To differentiate threesomes, you know?
Well, because sometimes like a sixsome goes down to a foursome, to a threesome, to a twosome, then comes back to a threesome, into a foursome, a fivesome, a sixsome again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So I guess that's a little talk about threesomes.
Now, this next clip is from our night at a club, and it was a foursome. Sorry to disappoint you all.
But there was a point.
We're going to stay on topic with threesomes.
No. But there was a point.
Was there?
Where there was a threesome in that deal.
In that deal?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's listen to the clip.
Well, you had a twosome, and I had a threesome going on. Okay. I had two girls and myself. I guess that would be considered
you had three girls on this one.
I didn't. That was the two girls. The two girls at the same
time.
But
I saw it as three girls because I consider you one of the girls. Huh?
Right. So that was
so
that
was
is a threesome.
Three girls.
So that is a threesome. A girl, girl, girl threesome. And those are very hot too. Those
wouldn't know
fun.
Anything about it other
but
than
you
watching.
Were, yeah. You're right there.
They're hot to watch. Okay. All right, enjoy it, and we'll be back.
Oh, we are drunk in this. Not now, but next clip, we're super tired and super
in
exhausted.
Party mode. It's like 4 in the morning.
Again, yeah.
Okay,
so.
Have a listen.
So, we just came back from a pretty hot night of love making, and Allie is relaxing, and she is about to give us all a play-by-play of what just happened.
It's play-by-play. I'm like really, totally feel like a noodle. It's really hard to replay for me exactly what happened tonight. We had like a pretty much a marathon there. We went to the club. It was dead. But luckily, the people that were there really wanted to have some fun, so we all did, and it was a good night. Actually, at one point, we were with a couple that was 10 years older than us. Then, right at the same time, there was a couple like 10 years younger than us that were watching us, and then we were with the couple 10 years younger than us. The first couple that we were with, they are like seasoned swingers, you know. They've been doing it for like 15 years, swinging. So I was like a little nervous at first. Oh, God, you know. And we didn't even tell them that we don't swap. But it turned out wonderful. First of all, John and I were on a bed, and we scooted down. We were on the far corner. They whispered up to us, the guy did, and, you know, we were interested or if we wanted to play. We had a hell of a time. And then we had another time with him later. I mean, I was really, you know, I was turned on with her. She's beautiful. She was pretty horny. She was pretty horny.
She was very horny.
Yeah. And I guess you want to share. Do you want to tell me about that? Because...
Oh, she sucked my dick pretty good.
Okay. I'm just trying to get
Allie's these getting all of our emails together.
Some emails.
Well, give us one little sample there.
Okay.
Just the first one you got there. What is it?
Oh, P.S. Allie, you have a great podcasting voice. I like that one. No.
Wonder how that one ended up on the top of the stack.
No, it's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be. No.
Don't you have one in there anywhere that says, John, we love your podcasting voice?
No.
Damn.
Nope. Sorry.
Well, sorry. What have you got? What else does it say?
Here's an email from our friends in Florida, and they're hungry for information about figuring out what is right for them and what they are curious and want to get into the lifestyle. And they were wanting us to talk more about issues swingers face, and I hope we've discussed some issues. I would like to hear from them again. They may have already taken that step. I don't know. We've gotten emails from all over the place, and we love them, but this one blew us away. This email came from Singapore.
Yeah. Jeez.
And I'm going to read it. I'll just read it.
All right.
Because this is good. I have enjoyed both of your episodes and can't wait till the next one. We are a group of active swingers in Singapore. On our website, there are over 4,000 registered members. However, the active members are far more exclusive group. We do not have on-premise swing clubs here. Sigh. How I wish we did. However, we organize monthly gatherings and functions in more private premises. We still have lots of fun. We tend to swing with a regular group of people, with new folks joining us from time to time to further spice up the fun. We are mainly full swingers. Full swap. Look forward to exchanging more info. Wow.
All right, Singapore.
All
swingers.
The way from Singapore.
We appreciate you.
Yes.
So in Singapore, he said they have no on-premise clubs. It's all off-premise. It's just a bunch of their friends that get together and swing.
Yeah, that's great. That sounds great. I want to go to Singapore. I also want to give a shout out to Danny. She and her husband or partner, they have a blog spot, and there's a picture of her on there, and she's very hot. Danny, Danni 654 .blogspot.com. So check that out. Very hot, and it's a nice, hot, erotic spot and with lots of juicy information.
Currently on Podcast Alley, we are the 490th best show on Podcast Alley. We're very proud of that. And
in our
little category of health and fitness, instead of like there should be a whole.
I don't know why we're in the category of health and fitness.
Yeah, if we do That's anything ridiculous. For podcasting, it'd be great if we just had a category for sex. Damn it.
I don't know why we're in health and fitness.
Because there's not a category that just plain out is sex. That's why we're in health and fitness, because that's where all the other sex shows are, or all the other relationship shows are that talk the truth about sexuality.
Yes, and this next clip is a continuation of our evening replay, and I guess that can justify why we're in the health and fitness category, because the fitness part is emphasized. And you have to be a lot, I guess you have to be fit to do this. And this next clip, I wanted to tell you again that I'm really drunk and really exhausted. And I hope I don't offend anybody by being too graphic.
Her and I, we were like making out. We were kissing her husband, her partner. He was like, oh. What was he doing to me? Were you like a little jealous or not jealous, but what was it like? I mean, he was like totally into me. I mean, he was like looking in my eyes, and what did it make you feel like?
I didn't know he was looking into your eyes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good. He's good.
He's good or I'm good? I was looking into his eyes. I was like, ooh, you know. I tried the sucking the dick thing, looking up. And that just, like, made him almost come. Like, when I did that, like, well, I was sucking his dick, and I looked up into his eyes. He was like, oh! You know, he made a loud noise, like he was going to come. It was a good time. I mean, and then at the end, I'm like, God, you want to, after we had sex once in that one room with that couple, and then we went down to the patio, and then we came back up, and we went to that other room. We had sex in that room with the other couple again, and then that other couple that was like 10 years younger than us, they were watching us have sex with the other couple, and then after that, they wanted to have sex with us, and they started messing around with us, and then we had left our clothes in another room, so we walked over to the other room, and there was a couple on the bed, and John still wanted to have sex again, so we had sex there next to the other couple. We didn't really fool around with them.
We had sex with them.
Oh, yeah. You had three girls sucking your dick at the same time. Is that right? Is that right? Or two girls? Was it three or two?
Two.
Oh, okay. It was two. It was beautiful for John. Beautiful for me. You know, at one point, I had his dick and your dick. You know, y'all were kneeled down and, like, right. Do you remember that? I was like, his dick, your dick, his dick, your dick. I was like back and forth for a second there. He was kneeled on one side of me, and you were kneeled on the other side, and I was, and y'all both had your dicks out right over my face, so I was like rotating back and forth to dicks, back and forth. Yeah? I am so sore and kind of like feeling like a noodle, but John wants to have sex again. Okay, can I tell him your secret? It's not because you're some supersonic sex god. You are altered. You've been taking sexual enhancement drugs. And that's why, you know, at these clubs, you know, after I've had sex, like, four times, five times, I don't know. It's like, oh, my God. But don't take a half a pill of something. And when they become our sponsors, we'll say their names. But it has enabled him to fuck all night long. And now he wants to have sex again. I'm just like, oh my God. I'm exhausted, because of course I haven't taken any, but I'm going, whew, exhausted.
Woo, woo!
I'm just, it was a hot night.
That was a hot night. But it was exhausting, but lots of fun.
So our next episodes, we're going to try to bring you some more cool stuff. One of the things that happened to us, what was it, like two weeks, maybe 3 weeks ago, we went out
something
to a club
like that,
and we met this great couple, and they talked to us on our tape recorder.
Yay!
Yeah, and we interviewed them, and that's coming up, and I'm cutting that
together. They came back to the hotel with us after the club.
And we had a good time, and we're going to cut that together and let you guys listen into that. That was fun, because it was like a whole new added spice to the show. It wasn't just you and I. It was another couple giving us their take on the whole, you know, lifestyle and what they do and everything. And that was cool. And I'm excited to cut that. And that's coming up.
And another thing, I know we did this completely by mistake. We left the recorder on.
You
want to
put that
pocket
on the show?
What are you talking about?
I think I know what you're talking about. You're talking about, you want to put on the show the thing that I accidentally recorded. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah. It's just...
I accidentally... That pocket recorder, it sits in my jacket or whatever, and I accidentally turned it on. Or maybe Allie did. There's a little bit of a internal debate about that. But one of us turned it on, and the thing was left on for like 2.5 hours.
Because when we came home that night to tape, oh, we're going to tape our, well, what happened, you know, our play-by-play.
And then it said
it's full, and we were like, oh,
what?
Shit, what
full?
Happened?
And we're like, because we're very good about, you know, erasing stuff off of there, and we're like, how could it be full? So we listened back to it, and it was like 2.5 hours of content on there of nothing but moaning and
moanings
groaning.
And groanings.
And a lot of this. That's what it sounds like for 2.5 hours. But the shit on there is hot, and that's coming up. We're going to post some of that stuff. That was cool. And this weekend, Allie and I are traveling to Seattle.
And we've got an email from a couple that just went to a club there and had an extraordinary time. So we're going to go check it out. It's going to be sort of my birthday. So we're going to have fun in Seattle, see what that's like.
So please go vote for us at Podcast Alley. And most importantly, just
I want people to write letters, you know.
Allie likes reading the emails. So email her at Allie.
Yeah, write some letters.
Tell them
your email address. And then we might share some. It's Allie, A-L-L-I-E, at swingercast.com. And send in your letters, and we might share someone on the show. Yeah, just send some letters if you have any questions or if you have any experiences you want to share. And like the couple in Seattle shared with us an incredible time they had in a club. And now John and I are going this weekend to check it out for ourselves. So, yeah, we do read our letters. We read our emails. So keep them coming. And don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley.
That's really important. Tell them again.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley.
Go on. It just takes a second to do it. You can just go on and vote for the show. And that really helps us out a lot. And we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So good night, everybody. And we'll see you next time.
Good night.